tries yet. Still trying to take that bet the right way. I try to twist a little quicker, but the softer side of listening, I turn it up and go to work. I do not respond well to any given inch of listening when I'm walking all the way to work. Thank you.
That's the one. Yeah. That felt really good, actually.
But so what?
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense, and the last song was Pigeons by Fencing off of their newly released Fencing Wikipedia. Before that, Corporate Place by The Medic, if that's how you're supposed to say it, but not Medic with a D, Medic with a T. That's off of their self-titled album. And then before that, World Off by Bracelet off of I Hear Bracelet, their debut release. I guess both Fencing Wikipedia and I Hear Bracelet are debut releases. However, there were a lot of singles leading up to that Fencing release, so it's hard to call it debut. But nonetheless, two really terrific albums. Also nice that they kind of go together in a way. I feel kind of fit into similar blocks on this show, and they're both great, honestly. I'm gonna say I kind of favor the Bracelet one, but I've also been seeing those guys play this year, so that adds a special factor to it. Something I was thinking about the band The Medic, M-E-T-I-C, it's interesting kind of the breadth of their sound and how many different things it sort of reminds me of. It kind of fits also within the category that I've talked about sometimes, which is the Wicked Farleys, but in particular their Ken Theory 7-inch, a sound that I don't hear a ton elsewhere. I feel like it kind of fits alongside that. And then there's this similarity to, say, the band Pretend. When I listened to, the last episode, I believe, the intro to one of their songs was actually just like the intro to one of the Medic songs. And then even similarities to, I think early 2000s math rock and that sort of thing in Canada. So it's really cool. That band's out of Kelowna, but that album's from 2001. Anyway, next up is the band Pie.
Thank you.
lose my style. Make the white sheep think twice before I lose my style. Before I lose my style, I try to be it all. Left you behind, but you're still hanging around. You see me every time when I try to hide. You're with me once again. I can be miles away, but you're still up around the bend. You can punch me in the legs before I lose my style. Rip the blinders from my we
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. This show is Past Tense. Last song was Before I Lose My Style by Space Needle off of their album Voyager. And then before that, Swarthmore by Pi off of their Pi Is Gone LP version. Because if you, like a sucker, were to go to Spotify and look up Pi Is Gone, you'd find a 5-song EP. And that'd be what was officially released by Pi. On Big Top Records, which also released at least a few of the Wicked Farley's albums. But anyway, thing is, online there's in fact an 11-song version of that record, the LP version, that contains a whole slew of songs that you won't find elsewhere in Pi's discography, and I believe it's also a pretty late release in their discography. That was 97, I think most of their stuff was from 95 up until that point. Yeah, so it's a pretty neat find. There's a YouTube upload of it, so you can listen to the entire thing there. I saw Rate Your Music comments about how the 6 additional tracks don't really add much, but it is interesting that there's all of this material from a time where they're a much more mature band. And even the ordering has changed compared to the EP version. It's not like this is just 6 extra songs. I thought maybe they were just ripped from some uncommon release and like packaged together online and then shared, but no, they're actually completely fresh material for what would have been a full album. Anyway, next is Love, Claire.